Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to your new Jackrabbit Illustrated B-Team spinoff show.
Scared money don't make money.
That's right, folks. Scared money don't make money. The spinoff show from the B-Team with Ben and Brendan making their picks against the spread just like old times, with the addition of Alex Kenkel and his computer model that is featured weekly on jackrabbitillustrated.com. As usual, the B-Team and all Jackrabbit Illustrated podcasts are live on the Jackrabbit Illustrated Facebook and Twitter pages, along with being live on the FCS Fans Nation YouTube channel. Also, if you don't catch us live, be sure to tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or any major podcast outlet in between. As always, the B-Team is brought to you by our title sponsor, Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. If you need a tractor, utility vehicle, construction equipment, zero-turn motors, parts, service, and more, there's always a Kubota dealer near you with 8 locations across the great state of South Dakota. Stop in today and get yourself into some orange equipment. And we would also like to thank our segment sponsor, Cubby's Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Brookings. If the Jacks are out of town, you need a place to watch them. Head on down, get some Chislic cheese curds, beer, and burgers. And now, without further ado, scared money don't make money. And we are back. Episode 2 of Scared Money Don't Make Money. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us, B-Team Mafia and everybody in between. As usual, we are live on everything listed here with Ben and Alex Kenkel, who we're legally required to say his whole name because he has it on his tagline. So it's the full thing. He's not even paying attention. I don't even know if he can tell we're on.
Alex, are you there?
Am I the problem?
No, you're good. I actually, outside of you zoning out and looking like you're not even in the same area code as us, I just realized I've always known that you look like somebody, and it just dawned on me. Has anybody told you that you look like, where did he go?
He's gone. Yeah. We can't even tell him anymore.
Now you're gonna have to wait in suspense.
Alex.
Alex must have had some internet troubles, I'm guessing.
I saw that look on his when he was looking up like that. I saw what I think I know who you're talking about, but I don't know the name. He's back. Here. Oh no. Oh no.
Maybe.
Are you here?
Yeah. Am I here?
It looks like it. Anyway, has anybody, I guess, Brendan, who do you think he looks like? You can't think of the name.
I can't think of the name, so you say it. I'm going to Google it, and we're going to pull it up.
A young Brendan Fraser.
Not what I was thinking. No. 100%. I can see it a little bit.
Encino Man, Brendan Fraser.
That's the first.
Yeah. That's a first?
I've gotten Rob Gronkowski before. I've gotten other football players. I don't know. I don't really look like any celebrity, so that's a first.
Oh no,
I got.
I can't think.
Did you Google Encino Man? I feel like I am now.
The picture of Brendan Fraser they have is definitely not that.
All right.
I got one that if I could. I don't. Why won't this be big on my screen?
I'm gonna superimpose Brendan Fraser's Encino Man hair on Alex. Anyway, okay. We're taking up too much time. This is a short show.
No, we're not.
We're gonna get right into it. We need to talk about the picks for this week. We recap the picks on. What are you laughing about now?
That's comedy.
You know, yeah, I'm sure.
You're married
I'm sure she would...
to young Brendan Fraser.
I'm sure you never would prefer going to be able to Gronk, not Brennan.
When he walks in, you're stuck.
Hey, young Brendan Fraser was a good looking dude. So
yeah, sure. Yep,
probably not as good as
no, he was. Gronk, he was.
Anyway, we recapped the picks from last week in the B Team show, but. I can tell you again that I went 3-4-1. Brendan went 4-3-1, and the computer went 6-1-1 against the spread, which is very impressive. The computer has a commanding lead on us. Brandon is one game over 500, and I'm five games under 500. So I've got some work to do. We'll see if we can make up some ground this week. Let's get right into it. The only non-Valley game we have is number 22, Montana, going to number 3, Idaho. Huge Big Sky game, prove it game for Montana. Idaho is a 8.5-point favorite.
Yeah, that sounds right. 8.5.
Yeah, when I say point twice, it sounds weird. 8.5-point favorite, 52.5-point total. Alex, what does the model say?
Model says Montana 7.2. They did look quite a bit better last week. I don't know if the new quarterback, whose name is completely drawn a blank for me, is going to be their answer. Maybe they'll actually have an offense now. But I disagree. Give me the Fighting Jason X in this one.
So you're saying that the model shows Montana being a 7.2 dog, right?
Correct.
And since the spread is more points, the computer would take Montana, you're saying?
Correct.
Just making sure that's clear.
Yep.
And for the record's sake, we're keeping track of the model, right? Not you. Just wanted to be clear there.
Correct.
Okay. Sounds good.
No, I would be like in last easily otherwise.
He's just fleshing it out, man. Just fleshing it out.
Brandon, what are you
joining in on the picks here?
I like it.
We're going to have some disagreement with me and Ariel. Ariel says she's going to pick Montana. Wrong. Idaho by, I kind of with Ron Lowney, it might be up to 17. Montana is, I mean, good for them. You know, they're definitely rankable this week. They got their big win, but I don't know if they're stopping Idaho. Patrick thinks that Montana matches up better than people might think. I don't think they do. I really don't. I think Idaho should walk them.
I think they should too. I'll be interested to see if Idaho can. I feel like this game is going to be closer than you think.
It'll be closer than I want it to be.
Right. If you look at Idaho, I mean, look at their game against Sac State, which they did win that one, ended up by 9. They only beat Eastern Washington by 8. And so, you know, they played a couple of good teams and they've had some close games. And so it'll be interesting to see if they can pull away in this one. I think they do. I think Eck is out to prove a point in this one. And I will take the fighting Jason.
He loves that little brown stein. I don't know if you saw the stuff when they won it last year, but he loves that damn cup.
I think Idaho is going to be more up for this than Montana will. Like, yeah, it's a rivalry both ways, but this is kind of the one that matters. And if anything, if there's anything X good at, it's getting his team up for big games, and he's going to pull out all the tricks in the book. Idaho on the road in the red turf didn't win by as much as some people hoped, Ben, but Eastern Washington did beat UC Davis when they had Larrison on the road, just like Montana did, except UC Davis had their best player. So comparatively speaking, don't worry, Montana fans, I'm not dogging you. It's a very sensitive bunch. I think that Idaho in the Kibbe Dome is going to take care of business by quite a bit. So we'll see if, as Jim says, fade Brendan, get rich. You're not rich this year so far.
Yeah, this year it's fade Ben, get rich. Moving on to the next game in the Valley, we've got Missouri State going to Western Illinois. Missouri State is a 19.5-point favorite, which seems kind of crazy considering, you know, we think of Missouri State as being towards the bottom of the Missouri Valley, but I think Western Illinois is just that bad, as they have shown and they showed last week against UND. Alex, what does the model say? Alex,
I think Alex gets
again having internet issues.
He's gone again. I don't know. That's what happened.
Well, so we'll wait for the model. You go ahead and pick it. It's Missouri State by 19 and a half.
Is it at West? Is it in Macomb?
Yeah, it's in Macomb.
It's in Macomb.
Yep.
19 and a half.
Yes.
I don't like that. Nope. Give me, I'm going to take those points with Western, because just with it being in Macomb and such a weird atmosphere, and the travel's a nightmare for everybody. I'm not saying Missouri State isn't 19 points better. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I can't do it. I trusted them last week. They burned me and lost by 39. I think Missouri State has a rebound game after losing to North Dakota State pretty bad. So I'll eat the points. What does the model say, Alex?
Model says Bears by 16 and a half.
Ooh.
So what was the line again? I was cutting out, as you could tell. I'm trying to get switched over to my hotspot here. I apologize.
It's Montana State is favored by 19 and a half. So then I assume you'd take the Leathernecks?
Yes, it would take the Leathernecks then. I don't know. They're good for like a quarter and a half, so maybe that'll be a quarter and a half to keep it close. Jordan Pichot, backup quarterback. I don't know if Jacob Clark will be back this week or not, but Jordan Pichot in his game and a half, actually, other than his four picks last week, was obviously not great, but he's not afraid, I guess. You give him that.
Yep.
Definitely. The next one we got is Indiana State going to Illinois State. Illinois State is a 21-point favorite. Another big spread there. What does the model say, Alex?
Model says Illinois State by 16 and a half, so it would take the trees here. Cade Chambers is back. He's playing some decent football. He had a decent game against UNI last week. Justin Dinka, I don't know if he's banged up. He's missed a couple games, but he is. I mean, last year he was a stud, and this year he's done nothing. So, yeah. I'm kind of rambling. Model, I'm going to take Indiana State in this one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the dog in this one too. I think they'll keep it just close enough.
I think I have to. 21 points is a lot. Indiana State, I mean, we know they're not very good, but they showed some heart last week against UNI. And so I'm going to trust them. I think they keep it within 21. So we're all on the same side there. Then we've got Southern Illinois in their get right game going to Murray State, and they are favored by 21 and a half. Alex, what does the model say?
Which game was this? I'm so sorry. I'm still trying to.
Southern Illinois.
He's busy looking up what the model says about the Military Classic of the South here for Kevin. So,
right. I just seen that. I was going to say I can DM him after the show. Model says SIU by 21-3. So the model is just barely going to take the dogs in this one. That's a lot, but Murray's not good. I think SIU comes out and makes a statement. I would agree with that. I don't know how it could go much worse for him than it did last week.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Flying Saluki Dogs at E-Children in this one. The Sock Lukies get right this week. And, yeah, I think they're going to really get right against Murray.
Yeah, this is a tough spot for Murray State with Southern Illinois coming off of their bad game. Like you said, I think they're going to be out to prove a point. Nick Baker's going to bounce back, have a big game. So I got Southern Illinois. They'll probably win by, I don't know, 35 or something. Big spread there. Next up, we've got a couple big games in the Valley. Number 16, Youngstown State going to number 9, USD. USD is favored by 1 at home. This is a huge game for both of them.
Only favored by 1?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yep.
Huge game for both of them. I mean, USD, if they win this game, they are definitely in line for a top 8 seed. Maybe even higher if their only loss is to SDSU. So, yeah, this is a huge game for them, and obviously a big game for Youngstown State as well. Alex, what does the model have in this one?
So my Wi-Fi is fixed now, but I literally was jumping networks as you read the line. Did you say one?
Yeah, USD is favored by one.
Oh my gosh, what a gong show. Model says USD by 0.81. So the model is going to take the Penguins by 0.2 of a point. I'd agree. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting sick of, like I kind of talked about, you guys know, behind the curtain for everyone else. I talked about in the group chat, was that last night or the night before? Like, oh my gosh, why are all these fans like, oh, we've got a great rushing offense. We got a great rushing offense. It's like, you had a good rushing offense against Lamar and Murray State, and to your credit, you did enough to be balanced against NDSU. I wouldn't call it great. So I think that Penguin front four shuts them up. Maybe that's just me projecting my wishes onto this, but
yeah, maybe a little bit. I'm with Seth here. I would not touch this game with a 10-foot pole. I really,
oh, I agree with that.
Don't know about this, because if this was in Youngstown, I would take the Penguins all the way. But it is in the Dakota Dome, so just USD is, or just South Dakota, sorry, as
JSU
Andrew said. Yeah, JSU, just South, JSD, just JSD, South Dakota. Sorry. I got to get in the rhythm of this, but just South Dakota is tough in their, in whatever they call that facility, because it's not a stadium, because it's got a cover on it. Twist my arm. My heart says Youngstown State because they are good at stopping the run, but my head is, I just got a suspicion that this is the year that USD is gonna pull off a couple close ones here leading up to the marker game, or not the marker game, they wish they had the marker game, leading up to the whatever advertisement is promoting the USD game with SDSU. So I'm gonna take just South Dakota here.
I actually am fairly confident in this one. I after watching Youngstown State's rush defense, I think USD is predicated on that working and then passing from there. I think that Youngstown State's going to shut down their rushing offense with their front four, especially their two D tackles. And I think they're going to have trouble moving the ball. And I think Youngstown State has a good enough offense. I think they'll score enough points. I think 1 point is an easy spread here, honestly. And Youngstown State's a dog. So I'm going to take Youngstown State by 7 to 10 points. And I'm fairly confident in it. I'm going to have faith until Youngstown State, until they prove me wrong at this point.
So you're having... So, just going to forget that the UNI game happened, or?
It's not, I mean, they didn't play terrible in that game. And it wasn't, like, it wasn't UNI gashing him with a run. It was Theo Day making things happen with his arm. And I think I have way more confidence in Theo Day than I do Aiden Bauman. Can be a good quarterback, but I think his success, he would be a great NDSU quarterback where teams are afraid of the run. They have to commit a lot of guys to the box, and then he gets some open throws. So yeah, that's my take anyway.
Like I hope I said, you're right.
I got faith in Youngstown State until they prove me wrong. And I think it's the other shoe is going to drop for SD or for USD. I think that this is the game where they kind of regress a bit back to the norm for them.
My Can we just make a moment to appreciate my wife talking to shit to Ron in the comments about his emoji use? That's pretty incredible.
That is great.
Sorry, go ahead, Alex.
No, I was just gonna say, I did notice that. Love it, Ariel. Big thing I was gonna say is, how much are people overreacting to the NDSU game for the Oats a little bit? Because they looked kind of unimpressive in their out-of-conference slate, except for the defense. That's the one consistent I'll say is that defense is gnarly. I mean, that defense is full of studs. But offensively, they look good against Murray. They played a really good game plan, well-executed against NDSU. Wow, head empty today, I guess. But we haven't really seen, like, okay, were they super amped up for that NDSU game? Was it a 1-in-100 game? We don't know what they are yet. So I think we'll learn a lot about the Yotes this week.
Definitely. Yeah, I think, you know, that USD-NDSU game, I mean, it was, I'm not going to call it a fluke because it wasn't that. I mean, they definitely
No, and them. I didn't mean to put it that yeah, way.
And no, I'm not saying that, but I think that if NDSU has another quarter, they win that game.
They have another 3 minutes, they win that game.
Yes. It was clear that NDSU had a bunch of issues, like untimely penalties, and USD had some really timely big plays. And so I mean, you have to give them credit for winning in Fargo. No, like other than SDSU, nobody does it. But I think it's more a factor of the circumstances of that game, and then NDSU just not being as good as they normally are, honestly. So we'll see.
Just saying, if USD manages, if USD loses this game, and you're a Jax fan who was hoping to get to Vermillion and it sold out, just there'll be tickets if they lose like this game.
Yes, yeah, they will jump off that bandwagon so fast.
Oh yeah, they barely have a foot on it yet.
Yeah. Speaking of NDSU, though, they go to number 6. NDSU goes to number 15. UND. NDSU is a 7.5-point favorite.
Oh,
Alex, were you paying attention that time?
I was. Well, my internet's stable kidding. Now. Yeah,
he's punching in the facts and figures, man.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. What's the model say?
Model says NDSU by 7.27. So by another close 0.2 points, we're going to take the effing Hawks in this one. I don't like that. I was going to have to place a bet on this game. I think this is one I kind of don't touch either, but NDSU 7.5 feels a lot better. I know it's UND's been amped up. They've been talking about it since like July, like, oh, this is the year, this is the year, this is the year. But I think especially after losing to USD, NDSU is just going to punish them, especially that we saw against us. That front seven's not good. I don't mean to be rude or whatever, but that UND front seven is not good.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm inclined to believe you. If this was in Fargo, I would absolutely hammer NDSU. But we've seen it on our end when we go down to Vermintown and play that we have been a light years better team than just South Dakota for years and years. And it's always close there for no reason. And if you look at the NDSU games at UND, they've started having that trend in El Forco Grande. So Grande, that's the whitest way to say that ever. El Forco Grande with them jalapenos.
Tacos.
Got some Alex, chipotle for me.
Well, did you make a pick yet?
No.
Anyways, what's your pick?
I am going to take UND in this one to keep it close. I don't know if they win, but they've been a lot closer with a worse team against a better NDSU team. So I think they can, they'll lose by like a touchdown, I think.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to answer Chad's question, but if you want to do your pick first, go for it.
Yep. No, you got it.
Answer Chad's question. What's home field advantage worth? So I don't know if we even talked about that. If you've been reading the MVC by the numbers write-ups, I discussed it, but the model is a bit of a misnomer. I mean, it is a model, obviously. But it's not like I'm like some computer wizard and I coded something. I'm fucking terrible. Oh, shoot. Sorry, Podfather. I'm absolutely terrible at code. I'm terrible at code. So all it is I've found some different win probability based upon just averaging out games over hundreds of years of college football with weight on the last several, win probability function. Then I input Sargerin and Massey and Wolf data into it. So back to the
is that how you question. Say that? Is this Sagarin?
Sagarin. I just
okay. I didn't hear it. Look, hey, there's times I've been like, wow, I've really been pronouncing that wrong.
I can't even blame it on Nebraska public schools because I went to a private high school, but
oh, that's even worse. That's all right. We right. still pronounce Lake Ponset appropriately up here, Kevin.
But that's not a bad joke. But anyhow, it kind of depends. So Sagarin, the home field fluctuates, but it's a flat home field rate. Massey is team specific. Right now it kind of fluctuates around 2 to 2.5 points. So then when you consider home versus away, you're talking a 4 to 5 point swing home versus away right now. But it is team specific, so it is a little bit of a range there.
Gotcha. Ron, I kind of disagree. I don't think NDSU is in a must-win situation, but I think I don't want to touch this game at all, but since I have to pick, I'm going to go with UND +7.5. I think that this game, I could see it going either way, honestly, and I think I'm thinking that it'll be in the 3 to 7 point range no matter who wins. So kind of excited to check this one out. I don't know what time it's at, but hopefully it's later in the
1
day.
O'clock.
But guess I'll catch the replay. But yeah, I'll take the Fighting Sioux Hawks in this one. Last but not least, we've got you and I coming.
Oh, he froze. He froze.
It's contagious.
We don't have the numbers either. We can't fix this. There he is.
Alex, oh, he's you said out. He had to end up figuring out.
Down. Oh my God, this is crazy. What? You're on cocaine.
Was I the problem?
Yes.
Oh no.
He froze. I was just, and then it fast forwarded you, and it was very exciting.
That's great. This show is just off the rails at this point. Did you hear what the spread was?
No. No, we didn't hear anything.
Did you hear my UND pick?
Yes, that's like right where it cut off.
Okay. So next up, we have you and I coming to SDSU. SDSU is a 21-point favorite. Alex, what does the model say?
Model says Jacks by 18.77. So the model is going to take the Panthers. 21.5 or 21?
21, it says.
I say that like it matters. That's that's a lot to eat either way. I think you and I, you know, I think our boys will be ready to play, but I think you and I is going to get some points. Theo Day is just too good.
That's what she said, Ron.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this is the spicy meatball, right? This is spicy meat the ball. It's you and I on Hobo Day. You've got to take you and I at 21. Are you high?
I mean, it seems like a pretty safe bet.
I just want to win, man. Right? Ryan's going to be so mad at me for this. And Ryan, I apologize. I love you, buddy. You know, don't hurt me next time we see each other. Ryan Gronowski, I'm talking about here for those who don't know. 21. Nope, don't like that. I would put money on that 21. Woof.
I agree. I think you have to take you and I in this one. That's just too many points to eat. I did say on the B team, though, that if we get two interceptions, we could win by 30. So, if we get
scared, you know, money, Ben, what's up?
I mean, I can't bank on us getting two interceptions. I hope we do. Ron says Jacks by 35. That'd
of course
be
he does.
Amazing. He always does, though.
We're on to his tricks by now.
Right.
We talked about this last time.
Yep. Outside of that, we finished up our picks, and Chad has hopped on for some reason.
Chad's
but I'm not going to let him white. Derail. He can hop on, and he can say, go big, go blue, go Jacks.
Go Jacks.
We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We would also like to once again thank our sponsors, the Kubota Dealers of South Dakota, Culver's of Brookings and Watertown, Jackrabbit Central, and Colby Sports Bar and Grill. And as always, go